This is discussion one in the group Ruben, Deshaun, Caitlin, and Joel. To get right into our discussion, our first question is, what background information do we need to know in order to understand the protagonist's identity so far in the novel? My novel takes place in the fictional country of Zontoroland, which is overthrown by a dictator who claimed himself to be president for life. The main character lives with his mother, father, sister, and sister. His father is a journalist who has adverse political views on the dictator.
My book is called Son of a Trickster, and the main character, Jared, is closer with his mom than anyone else, and he grew up with both his parents, but they separated as he got older, and Jared was used to getting in trouble as a kid and being called names by his grandma.
Caitlin and I are both reading The Kite Runner, and it's a book that takes place in Afghanistan that focuses on a young boy named Amir and his father, who are both really wealthy, and they live in a really beautiful house that's often called the most beautiful house in the entire village. And they have servants named Ali and Hassan, and they're very poor, and they live in a tiny little mud house in the outskirts of the property of Amir and his father.
The main part of the story is how Amir is friends with his servant's son, Hassan, but almost he doesn't want to display their friendship as he's embarrassed because he's his servant and also of the religion of a Hazara, which is not a lower class. Mm-hmm. Ranking in their community.
Yeah.
Okay. Our second question, how does the main character's family impact their lives and shape their identity so far in the novel? So the main character of my novel, Kieta, Kieta's family shapes his identity through the teachings of his parents and his ridiculously smart sister. Whenever Kieta finds himself in trouble or a difficult situation, he thinks, what would Charity do? Charity, which is his sister, or what would father say? This shows that his family has a great impact on his thoughts and his actions throughout the novel.
The character Jared in my book, his parents didn't really pay attention to him as a kid, and he kind of just did what he wanted because there wasn't any punishments with what he said. And also throughout his childhood, he had to live with his grandma calling him a trickster and saying he was a bad kid. So it kind of showed that his family played a pretty big role in his childhood.
In The Kite Runner, the main character, Amir, he's an only child because his mother died while giving birth to him. And his father kind of resents him for it. And his father, Baba, is a very strong and powerful, wealthy man in the community. And Amir is always striving to impress his father, but never seems to be able to. And he's almost jealous of his servant son, Hassan, because Hassan has the qualities that Baba is always proud of. So he will often feels that he has to be better than Hassan, even though he's in such a better position than him.
Definitely. Definitely what you said about he's always looking to his father for guidance and acceptance and stuff. As well as his mother, because she died when giving birth to him, he feels guilty and sort of responsible that his father now doesn't have a wife anymore, and so he is trying to be strong just like his father, but he definitely wishes that he could talk to his mother even though he never can.
Okay, moving on. How would you define the main character's identity? So in my novel, the main character of my book, Kieta, is a young black man with aspirations to become an Olympic runner to find wealth and prosperity to support his family. He endures many hardships along the way, which knock him down from his ultimate goal.
Jared is a 16-year-old kid in high school who has went through a lot of accusations through his childhood leading up to now, such as being called a bad kid and a trickster by his grandma, and not really growing up with discipline as a child, and having to grow through his parents breaking up at a young age.
For Amir, most of the time, he has moral intentions, but he ends up doing the wrong thing to try to impress his father in the long run. So even if that means hurting his friend Hassan, he will try to do whatever it takes to make his father proud, which kind of puts him in an uncomfortable position.
Definitely, yeah. No, I definitely agree with Caitlin. Because he's so pretty much obsessed with like the approval from his father, his own identity, it seems like it's a bit blurry and he doesn't really know who he is at the moment because all he can think about is doing what would make his father proud and not his, and he's not really making decisions that are based on his own opinions and his own ideas.
It's a little bit similar almost to the character Jared, because even though he might not be seen as like a bad kid, he's still looking for a better like image and like reflection from his like superior, like his parents. So he wants the approval, but he just can't get it no matter which way it is.
That's a good connection.
Okay, so now that you know the role of that, their identity, what role does family play in your life? And how can you compare and contrast your life to the lives of the character in the story? For me personally, family plays a huge role in my life. My family acts as a support system when I'm struggling with problems in life. In my book, the character's family are also very close. They support one another when they're going through tough times and hardships. As his mother died, as an example, when his mother died and his father was kidnapped and tortured, him and his sister worked hard to make things work for their parents. This is somewhat similar to like how I like see my family. Like when we underwent like drastic changes moving to Canada, we often had to rely on one another to when things were down. Though the things which my family went through pale in comparison to the characters in my book, what the characters in my book went through, I feel a slight sense of what they're going through and the importance of a support system in this situation.
At the beginning of the novel, it seemed when Jared was younger, he was pretty smart, but was influenced by adults very easy. But now with his two best friends, Kelsey and Blake, he seemed like the smarter one and doesn't really let other people make decisions for him in a way because he follows his own footsteps. This kind of relates to even my life because in the novel, it talked about when Jared was younger, his parents kind of separating. And I could relate to that because my parents also separated at a young age. But like in the novel, Jared kind of showed that he doesn't really let that affect him. And like it's kind of the same because at a young age, like I don't know about all the other kids in the world, but like most kids may be affected from what happened in their childhood. But like me and Jared in the story kind of let that kind of just be in the past and kind of just, you know.
Nice. In The Kite Runner, definitely Amir's family, well, at this point it's just his father because his mother died, but plays like a huge role in his life because he looks to him for pretty much like guidance for every situation. But I also think that at this point, it seems like Hassan is also like a brother to him, even though he's his servant. He, part of him, part, like one side considers Hassan like his family, like a brother, and part of him, like his other side considers him more like, oh, like he's just my servant, like he doesn't, like, I don't treat him as like a brother, even though he does. And yeah, so I think for sure the family is like a large role in his life. I can connect that to my own life because I know my family is like the people that I love to be around, like just my parents and my brother and sister, like we all support each other and like make time out of our day to like talk and make sure that like we know how each person's doing and stuff. And definitely to have those people around you in your life is like a super important thing. So I think for Amir, hopefully throughout the story, he gets closer with Hassan, because definitely someone like that is someone that you want to keep close in your life because they're going to help build you up in situations that you come across.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And also for Amir, even though he did lose his mother like the other characters, the difference is Amir lost his mother and he didn't know her, whereas like Jared and the
Keita,
they both lost their mothers when they knew them, I'm guessing, right. And for Amir, he didn't have that same experience, so he might not have felt that disassociation from not knowing his own mother, but more from the guilt of making his father without a wife. So that also kind of affected his maturity because he never had a motherly figure to look up to or remember back to. And for me, I don't relate to that because I still do have my mother, which is, I'm very grateful for. And I know that if I were to lose my mom, it would be very like impactful on my life in a negative way. So for Amir, he didn't relate to that entirely, but he never knew what it was like to have a mother.
Right. Yeah, definitely. It's pretty evident that family plays a huge role in all of the stories, whether it has a negative or positive impact on the main characters. So our fifth question is, what impact does the environment have on your character? How does the environment affect their decisions throughout the novel? So for me, Kieta, he's planning on becoming a marathon runner. And in the beginning of the novel, he does all his training at a very high altitude, like 2,000 meters above sea level, which later on in the books allows him, to have an advantage over other runners. Like, since he's used to running at altitude, he has a bigger advantage running at sea level. And this allows him to do better in those marathons than he would have if he didn't train in those conditions.
So throughout Jared's life, it kind of seemed like when he was a kid, he was a lot easier influenced by adults and other kids around him. But present day, as a teenager, it seemed like he doesn't really let the environment kind of affect him. And after all the stuff he's been through throughout his life, he kind of just does what he wants and like follows his own footsteps, because as a kid, his like parents, in a way, loved him, but they didn't really pay attention to what he was doing. And he knew that he never got punishments for what he did. So he kind of just does what he wants, and that's how he gets around.
That's actually very similar to Amir, because he is very influenced by everyone in his life, especially his father. And he also didn't really get punished because he is in a wealthy class. But that sense of always trying to impress his father and be good enough, it really like it makes his decisions kind of messed up, because he doesn't really know what to do, because he wants to do the right thing, but sometimes the right thing is not in the favor of being impressive to his father. So he is always struggling with that kind of sense, and he doesn't really know what he wants.
Yeah, for sure. No, I definitely agree with that. I think, Caitlin, that's good. Like, you talked to us about the emotional setting, or the emotional environment, sort of. But I think as well the physical environment in The Kite Runner is important, because it does take place in Afghanistan, and even though they are like a wealthier family, they didn't really have like TVs and all these different technologies that people have nowadays, or just in different countries. And so that definitely made his life different, because he would be playing with Hassan and going outside. And well, example, the story is called The Kite Runner, and so that's what they do. They'd fly kites in the winter because that was a popular activity that kids would do. And so I think that can like play a pretty big impact on their lives, because it's more social interaction, and then that's how you build stronger bonds with the people around you. Yeah,
just to build on like the social interaction. So in my book, the main character and his family, like, they were always very cheery, and I feel like just the culture he was raised in, where they'd always sing and things like that. Like, when they'd cry or want to vent, they'd sing. And when the character was on the run in Freedom State, which is the country he sought refuge in, he was on the bus, and he was just amazed that there was no one talking to each other, no one singing or anything. And it was a very long bus ride, since it was from one side of the country to another. And it opened the character's eyes to, like, it was kind of like a culture shock, because he was so used to people talking to each other, socializing, even if they didn't know each other. And that just shows like the impact one's like environment as a child could have on their outlook. Lastly, our last question is, how does the conflict in your book relate to the problems in the world today? How are they similar and how are they different? So in my book, the tensions between the two clans resemble the tensions that took place in my home country, South Africa, during apartheid. In the book, the minority clan, the Falu, controlled the government in the early stages of the novel. However, a dictator rises out of the clan, out of the opposing clan, the Kano, who are the majority, and stages a coup d'etat to overthrow the government. The book resembles apartheid in the sense that a majority ethnic group was being suppressed by a minority. However, it is also rather different than what happened in reality. In reality, it was not a coup d'etat that ended apartheid. It was thanks to the effort of Nelson Mandela, as well as pressure from the rest of the world through sanctions, which brought it to an end. But the situation does have many resemblances.
In my novel, some conflicts, such as the way Jared's grandma treated him as a kid and parents breaking up, happens to kids all over the world, and in a way can shape how they act when they're older. I think the novel and real life kind of stories can be different because I feel like not all, but the majority of kids in life are most likely going to be affected by people and family calling you names and accusing you for different events and even their parents breaking up when they're still young. But Jared doesn't show a lot of hatred in his life, and he's pretty easygoing and calm so far in the novel.
In The Kite Runner, for Amir, the biggest conflict is basically him trying to please everyone, but also find who he is himself, because he knows what he wants, but that doesn't really relate to what he is expected to do, especially from his father. And I feel like that can be reflected into the world today, because everyone kind of struggles with trying to be good enough for somebody, whether or not it's like a parent or a friend or someone else. And they're very obsessed with like their image and how they look. So like for Amir, it was like if he was friends with his servant, it kind of made him look weird to other kids. Definitely. And people are very concerned about their image these days.
For sure. I think as well, I know, I really like what you said, Caitlin. I think nowadays, like in like first world countries, like social media especially plays that role. Like you said, what you said about the image, people are always like thinking, oh, like what does this look to other people? Are they gonna judge me? How do I appear to others? And so I think in today's society, that definitely is like evident. Although in the novel, there's no social media and stuff like that. Yeah, like Amir is just like wondering, oh, what does it look like to be friends with a servant? Like that's, does that look weird? Do I look weak? Like, is that not the image that I want to have, like, for myself? I also just like what Deshaun said about things like, in your novel, like, the parents breaking up and kids, like, bullying other kids and just the struggles of life in general. And I think Amir just is still just trying to find, like, who he is and, like, figure out how to, like, get through life and stuff. And I think hopefully throughout the novel, it will become more obvious sort of, the decisions that he makes and how, just the struggles of being a kid his age in the place that he lives and his wealth and all these things play a role in his life.
Yeah, definitely. Both me and Deshaun's book, I think, display like the cycle of hatred that goes on in the world. Deshaun's displays the cycle of hatred amongst like just family members and like how that could affect an individual. And my novel just displays it on like a more like international scale, like how the characters in my book are discriminated against and thought to be like lesser than other ethnicities or groups in the world. Well, that should wrap up our first discussion. Thank you for listening.